kids, aren't we blessed? Aren't we blessed? And now, for the young lady that's going to be sharing her thoughts with us today, everybody already loves her, you know, but you'll love her more by the time she's done today. And I'm going to have her explain some of the things that I've heard about this man that was up here playing the piano. He has such tremendous measures of success, and he still shared his time with us. So I feel very humbled myself. And the one that's going to share her thoughts with us, you already love her dearly. If you haven't met her, then you don't love her yet, but you will within 2 or 3 minutes from now. Guaranteed, honey, okay? Our Charlene Angel.
God, it's so amazing to just look at everybody here, just everybody's face and how much everybody has touched my life in one way or the other. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time with some of you and a little bit of time with some of you, but gosh, just the love in the room tonight is just amazing. It's just outstanding. And I'm just kind of speechless right now, but I'll try and move into it, into that space that I wanted to be in. I read something recently, and I'll read it for you, that it made a lot of sense to me because it kind of summarized my life, because tonight I want to talk about love, and it's ironic that Salvador sang songs about love because he had no idea what my talk was going to be about, but I really appreciate that, Salvador, from you. And what I read, I'll just read it really quick. It said, "Dear human, you've got it all wrong. You didn't come here to master unconditional love. That is where you came from and where you'll return. You came here to learn personal love, universal love, messy love, sweaty love, crazy love, broken love, whole love, infused with divinity, lived through the grace of stumbling, demonstrated through the beauty of messing up. You didn't come here to be perfect. You already are. You came here to be gorgeously human, flawed and fabulous, and then to rise again into remembering." So those of you who know me and have been to my house at any kind of holiday like Christmas, Easter, anything, you've had the experience of having my three ex-husbands in the room. With their wives or significant others, their children, their children after we were married, and I get a lot of curiosity about that over the years, especially from Millie, and people want to kind of know what's going on, because at one point my first husband stayed with me and my third husband for a while, and that was a real interesting year. Got a lot of comments about that one. But I just kind of wanted to explain, first off, you know, we hear so much about unconditional love, and especially in this church, we're all working on unconditional love, and we forget that just to love, no matter what kind of love it is, changes the vibration of the universe. Any kind of love, sexual love, brotherly love, relationship, romantic love. And, you know, the Greeks have three words for love. In English, we just have one. And they have the word philo, which is like brotherhood or friendship. They have eros, which is sexual love. And then they have agape love, which is the highest love, which we consider unconditional love or that godly love. And if we're lucky, we get to experience that, all three, in our romantic relationships. And I really have to say that with the men that I was married to, I had the experience of moving all through all those forms of love. So, you know, my first husband is Chris, over there, the devotee. He's been here a couple times. He's my first husband, and poor guy married me when I was 18. So he was, you know, such an elevated soul, and he's trying to raise the consciousness or the awareness of an 18-year-old. I was a teenager then, and, you know, he is like the epitome for me, when I think of somebody who can love somebody so unconditional, he only wanted, when we were married, my happiness, no matter what that was. And he was always, even now, all 30 years later, he's still there to support me emotionally and spiritually. And you know, he does great work on my house. I just love you. I mean, if you've been to my house, a lot of the yard work, anyways, that's a whole nother thing. But he did it. And, you know, we have such a great relationship. And I really learned a lot about unconditional love from him and compassion and understanding, especially understanding from him. And it's like, God, how could I not want to maintain a close relationship to him, because I love him dearly. And I'll always, you know, just love him immensely. And then my second husband, Salvador, you know, from him, I mean, it was a little bit of turbulence in our relationship, just a little bit of turbulence. But from him, I learned a lot about, like, continuing to love past my ego. And it was rough. And I know it was equally as rough for him to continue to love and be in my space as well. And I really honor you for that, Salvador. You know, we worked through a lot of heavy emotions with each other, or karma, or whatever it was. And it was equally as hard for him as it was for me to get past all that, to be in that loving space with each other. And I want to read something that a man named Shams Tabrizi wrote. And he's also known as Shams al-Din Muhammad, and he lived from 1885 to 1248. And he was a Persian Muslim, and he is also credited as the spiritual instructor of Mulana Jahal al-Muhammad Balkhi, also known as Rumi. And Rumi referenced him quite frequently in his poetry. But Shams Tabrizi said, "Don't search for heaven and hell in the future. Both are present now. Wherever we manage to love without expectations, calculations, negotiations, we are indeed in heaven. Whenever we fight hate, we are in hell." And he also said, "A life without love is a waste. Should I look for spiritual love, material love, or physical love? Don't ask yourself this question. Discrimination leads to discrimination. Love doesn't need a name, category, or definition. Love is a word itself. Either you're in it at the center, or either you're out and yearning." And I also want to tell you a little story about, I don't know if those of you, like there's a few in the room that are familiar with Ram Dass. And he tells a story about his spiritual teacher, Neem Karoli Baba. And Neem Karoli Baba used to tell him, you know, "Ram Dass, you need to work on anger. You really need to work on anger. That's the one thing that's keeping you hooked up, is anger." So Ram Dass spent, you know, years in India meditating and doing yoga and being connected to a spiritual master, and he was working really hard on anger. But one day he saw another bunch of devotees, and he just got so angry because they were just sitting around doing nothing, being lazy. So he went over there and chastised them, and he said, "You know, you just got really angry and exploded." So his spiritual master said, "You know, Ram Dass, I told you to work on your anger." And he said, "Well, how can you told me to tell the truth? And I'm telling you, I hate those people. I'm telling you the truth." So his spiritual master just said, "Okay, keep working on the anger." So then one day he saw his own spiritual master chastising one of the devotees for throwing away rice or doing something. I mean, his spiritual master was screaming his head off. So Ram Dass went up to him and said, "What are you doing? You told me not to be angry. What are you doing?" And he said, "It's one thing to be angry, but it's another thing to kick somebody out of your heart. Never kick anybody out of your heart." So, you know, looking at these two men that I was married to sitting here in the room with me, it's really amazing. And to see the byproduct, which is Julia sitting there looking at me, Salvador's daughter, looking at me, my youngest girl, it's just such a huge blessing. And I just want to encourage you all to just, if you can, to just get out there and love, like any which way that you can love, because it all counts. And not to be so hard on yourself if you can't reach that peak of unconditional love or idea of unconditional love, because it's really easy to say, wow, you know, like, Salvador, I love you so unconditionally, but the minute something happens, it's like I'm a wild cat, you know. I could just turn like that, and he can vouch for that, that that it's not so easy to be in that unconditional loving space, but just the fact that your love changes the universe, no matter how the love is. And I just want to close this with a little mantra, and the mantra is some of you that do yoga might be familiar with it, but it goes. Loka samasta sukhilo bhavantu, loka samasta sukhilo bhavantu, loka samasta sukhilo bhavantu, loka samasta sukhilo bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti. And that mantra means, may all beings in the world be happy. And Shanti means all-pervading peace. And I'll leave that with you.
Now, is that one of the sweetest?
Yeah.
Please, sir, please, sir. When she was telling about being married a couple times, somebody thought, oh, boy, you know, not me. But I have, it's interesting enough, I'll tell this little story. People will say, perhaps I'm giving a reading, and they'll say, my mother, my father, they were married, you know, two or times, three times, four times. That was real hard for me, and blah, 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 you know. And I say, well, now how many have you lived with? This generation, they don't marry, they just live with them. And they'll say, well, yeah. Well, five. We've been married five times in God's eyes. Just you didn't trust him enough to do man's paperwork. Charlene trusted. Charlene still loves those fellas. And can you just understand it? Look how nice. I mean, they're nice men. She loves them. But Charlene is just overflowing with love. She just oozes love. She's just an example to me of someone that just walks about in love. Does anybody want to agree with me?
Yes.
Mom, you should be so happy with your daughter. This is Charlene's mom sitting right there. That beautiful lady right there. Charlene's mom. And then that's Charlene's daughter sitting there. Isn't that a beautiful family? And you know, if you ever want to see her, and you can't just see her sit here, sneak out to Easy Akins. Well, Easy Akins. At the right time, you get to see her in there. Just everybody at the table's loving her, and she's running around serving food, and they're loving her.